Since its inception, Senate Bill 1070 has acted as a political lightning rod for Arizona, drawing attention to itself from around the globe. This last Wednesday saw an 11th-hour court ruling, which limited some of 1070's scope, removing some of the provisions that had mobilized the bill's opponents, but protesters on both sides of the issue came out in force the next day. As of 12 a.m. Thursday morning, a couple of hundred other measures signed into law by Governor Brewer took effect, imposing new regulations on everything from health care to home sales. But as Christopher Conover reports, it's SB 1070 that is on most people's minds.
It took the state of Arizona only about 24 hours to appeal the ruling of U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton, which put a number of provisions of Senate Bill 1070 on hold. As soon as Judge Bolton issued her ruling, Governor Jan Brewer made it clear she intended to appeal, and she's ready for a lengthy court battle.
We will move through that process, and Jan Brewer's not a quitter. The people of Arizona's not a quitter.
The appeal filed by the state with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals asks for an expedited hearing schedule, proposing oral arguments in early September. Professor Barbara Atwood teaches at the University of Arizona's Rogers College of Law. She says the timetable proposed by the state is a tight one.
Which would be several months sooner than the ordinary process that would unfold. Usually there's a month between briefs and brief filings and then oral argument scheduled down the road. So this is really, really a hurried up process under their proposal.
A close reading of the ruling issued by Judge Bolton and the language used by the state in its request for an expedited hearing highlights an irony in the case, according to Professor Atwood.
The argument of the state is that they're justified in having the expedited appeal because the state will face irreparable harm if the law is not allowed to go into effect. It's ironic because that's exactly the standard that Judge Bolton had to articulate in actually entering the preliminary injunction, that there would be irreparable harm if the injunction were not to go into effect. So you've got each side, of course. She's in her ruling, she makes a finding of irreparable harm based on her assessment that the law is likely to be declared unconstitutional.
One of the options that the Ninth Circuit has is they could lift the injunction while the case is underway, but that's unlikely.
That's most likely to be granted where the stay would maintain the status quo as opposed to the injunction itself, where, for example, if a lower court had entered an injunction that required certain action, the removal of industrial operations or something like that, and you're up on appeal, you want to get that stayed so you can argue before you have to go through the motions of complying with the injunction. In this case, in contrast, Judge Bolton's in her preliminary injunction actually maintains the status quo. It keeps the law from going into effect.
Even though Judge Bolton has put 1070 on hold with her ruling, the cases in her court are continuing because constitutional questions still must be answered. However, Professor Atwood points out that the Ninth Circuit will not only be looking at the injunction issued by Judge Bolton.
It will absolutely get into the constitutional question because that's one of the elements, you know, that she had to make a finding on in order to enter the preliminary injunction. It's that likelihood of success on the merits is a very important step that she had to take, along with finding irreparable harm if she were not to enter the injunction, a balance of equities favoring the grant of the injunction, and that the injunction would serve the public interest. Those are sort of the four classic points that a judge has to make before entering a preliminary injunction. And the Ninth Circuit will have a go at all four of those. And so the constitutional question will be before the court.
Most legal scholars say that the cases against Arizona's immigration law will end up eventually in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. However, the legal answers will not be formulated anytime soon. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.